Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with Connor Happer. No Mike Schaefer today.
Happer.
Hello, Happer. Hello.
Hey, how did the show go yesterday all by yourself?
It was all good.
Were you tired?
No,
it's a stupid question.
No, it's not a stupid question. It's tiring doing a show by yourself.
Thank you. That's what I figured.
No excuses, baby. We're rolling forward.
We roll through.
Well, you're a young man.
That's right.
And you have a lot of time to recover.
A ton.
If you had to do a night.
I'm free all the time, as we know.
If you had to. Oh, boy. If you had to do a show, though, at night that was 4 hours by yourself, you wouldn't have much time to recover.
Yeah. But I did do a show that was 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here today.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Good to have you. It's been a fun 48 hours in the world of college football. Lincoln Riley, of course, takes the USC job on Sunday. Last night, Brian Kelly takes the LSU job. $15 million per year for Brian Kelly. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, you guys are all caught up on this money thing again.
We don't need to go there, Happer. $15 million is a lot.
We certainly can. No doubt. It's all a lot of money. Yeah. Max Scherzer got a lot of money.
$43 million a year.
Corey Seager got a lot of money. Yeah. And Mel
well,
Tucker
here's the,
got a lot
the
of money.
Question would be, if the Mel Tucker thing never happened, would Brian Kelly get $15 million? And the clear answer is no. he would have probably gotten like 8.5.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah,
I think
that's a bit of an overgeneralization of what we were talking about that day. I think we came to some sort of a conclusion.
What day is that, Happer? I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I think we came to a conclusion. I was talking about that direct situation.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, the money goes up every single coaching carousel. We know this. But it always strikes people as a surprise every year that now this one seemed to have taken a bigger jump, I suppose.
You think? Yeah. But, $15 million?
That's the biggest step. That's huge.
Right. It's going to keep going.
Well, what I'm suggesting is Brian Kelly would not have gotten $15 million or even close to that under normal circumstances without Mel Tucker getting that contract. There's no way. There's no shot of that.
But my point was somebody would have got it, right?
Like, maybe.
Somebody would have got it at some point. And that was kind of where we left the conversation.
Right. But that's the problem with Tucker, he hasn't done anything yet, and he got a lot of money.
Yeah, that's fair. I see what Happer's saying. That's fair.
Somebody would have raised the bar eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been soon. It would have been this offseason.
I think
if US,
so.
UFC,
but you got
USC
you would have to jump Saban at 9.7. And I guess somebody might have.
Right. It's just like the quarterbacks thing. Like, so, you know, mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins, and then whoever's next, and then whoever's next, and
it just escalated more quickly than anybody would have expected.
I don't know, man. It happens like this every offseason, every coaching carousel. The next guy goes up. Now, the difference this time around is it feels like there's more prestige jobs, and prestige people that are moving around. Right, one day the LSU and the Oklahoma job are the LSU and the. And the USC jobs are open, and the next day the Oklahoma and the Notre Dame jobs are open. So those are four major prestige programs that are all going to have to be hiring coaches and paying for them
for sure.
And can afford to pay for them.
Yeah.
Do you think Notre Dame, I mean, obviously the name there you hear is Luke Fickle, but you also hear Matt Campbell. Which fit do you like better for Notre Dame? Or is there somebody else out there?
Happer?
Well, has anybody thought about Urban Meyer?
they sure could have.
Who has always seemed to have a soft spot for Notre Dame.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I mean, would he leave the NFL?
Jaguars fans want him out.
They do.
They want him gone. Yeah, he's not popular with the fan base, and he's not doing well. They beat the Bills, which is a great win, but other than that, he's had problems this year.
So I don't know. That could be possible. However, in this where we're at right now, you got to go quick. I mean, their season's not over till January 9th, and
yeah, I know.
You know, it's November 30th, so you can't go a
that's
month.
That's gonna be so awkward.
You can't go a month without a coach.
Nope, you sure can't.
So that's the tricky part of that. Same thing with Oklahoma and Cliff Kingsbury. Their season's going further than January 9th.
Yeah,
you know,
this is awkward.
Yeah, when you're poaching NFL guys, so it feels like it'll regenerate throughout the college game somewhere. So maybe Luke Fickell or Matt Campbell are the guys that are gonna step up there for Notre Dame.
What would Fickell do though?
What about Oklahoma?
Well, I think that's Matt Campbell.
You think Matt Campbell there?
It's Campbell at Oklahoma.
That's what I think. Mm.
You got a name there? You like more than that?
Or? I don't know. I haven't heard. I haven't heard too much.
Oh, I'll give you some. How about Mark Stoops?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that moves the needle there at all. I don't think Josh Heupel does either because he's so inexperienced still as a head coach.
Love Josh Heupel. How about Shane Beamer, South Carolina?
Seems early.
How about Venables?
Venables makes sense.
Never been a head
coach.
First
time head coach, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to be.
Maybe not. But what I always say about Venables is isn't there a reason he's never been a head coach at this point? Does that make you curious?
Well, it sounds like choice.
Yeah,
right?
He hasn't pursued it. Has he ever pursued it? Has he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did he want to be the head coach?
Well, this conversation goes back 20 years.
Like
so there's been other, yeah, there's been several probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did he want to? Probably 12 different places.
Interesting.
They could live with being the highest paid defensive coordinator in the country. And,
$2.5 million a year.
Pretty good life.
Yeah. That's $2.5 million a year is what he's making. But if he's Oklahoma's head coach, he's probably making now $10 million a year.
Right.
Appears that from
I don't know what would make Oklahoma people happy.
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley was the guy.
Kingsbury?
How do you top Lincoln Riley? Yeah, Bob Stoops
would settle people down for a couple years, for sure, and ease the transition over into the Southeastern Conference. But I don't think he'd do it either.
Not doing it.
Per Pete Thamel, Virginia Tech is focusing on Penn State defensive coordinator Brent Pry for their new head coach.
Yeah, there you go. Like that's, and I'm going to talk about this in the show today, but there's this thought of like, man, when Nebraska fans sure are glad that they're not dealing with this right now without. And I'm just like, yeah, but are they really operating at that level? Like, we're not in the game of stealing away Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma.
No.
You know,
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nebraska would be doing is they'd be hiring a coordinator at a Power 5 school, or they'd be hiring, a group of five coach like they did last time. So. I don't know that it's like the same plane of football. This is crazy because it's all at that top level, and it does trickle down a little bit.
Couldn't Nebraska be in the hunt for Matt Campbell if they were in a
kind
hunt?
Of paid,
yeah, they'd be 11, able to throw
12,
their name there.
$12 million probably, right? Wouldn't you have to throw it at him? How much are you going to throw at Matt Campbell
right now? A year?
Right now. What's he going to get? If he goes to Oklahoma, what are they paying him?
$10 million.
Yeah, if you want him in Nebraska, you've been paying $10, $11 million a year. That's where it's jumped to right now.
If you got to outbid somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got to outbid somebody good, yeah, you probably. Is Nebraska willing to do that? I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
They've never done it.
They've never even come close to doing it.
Do we think that PJ Fleck is mad that he signed his extension with Minnesota and now he can't go to
Notre Dame?
What
was the contract?
Ooh.
What was his amount per year he signed with them?
I don't know. He signed a big extension, though.
What about nobody brings up PJ Fleck? He's signed, I guess. That's why they don't bring him up.
He feels like a Midwesty, that type of guy. I think he's a good fit at Minnesota.
He's getting $5 million a year.
Yeah, and they did a nice job of locking him up. But I bet he's probably thinking right now, man, I could have had Notre Dame.
PJ Fleck. Okay, I'm just asking a hypothetical because he's locked in at Minnesota. Would he fit at Oklahoma? PJ Fleck, would he fit
at
Oklahoma? Yeah, I don't see a resounding no. It's at least something I'd think about. I don't say no, he wouldn't fit there. I don't know. I think he'd fit at a lot of places.
Oklahoma's in such a weird spot because going to the SEC changes like a lot, and you have to not recreate yourself, but You know, it's a different vibe. I just mentioned Notre Dame for PJ Fleck. I don't know what inherently makes the Oklahoma job different from the Notre Dame job, but I feel like Fleck would be a better fit at Notre Dame than Oklahoma. You know,
yeah. What makes Oklahoma different than Notre Dame? You're going into the SEC and you're going into this what we keep calling a den of vipers. Notre Dame doesn't really have that. I mean, you're going into this cutthroat recruiting world where it's just sign off on it's dirty, it's brazen. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame doesn't really have that, you know.
So you're saying the hire here for Oklahoma maybe is you gotta know the SEC a little bit.
Yeah. I would. You know what? Now that Happer said that, if I was the AD, if I was Joe Castiglione at Oklahoma, I'd probably be looking at SEC coaches.
Somebody in the Saban tree,
yeah. Or somebody just in that world who's been in that world and knows how to operate in that world.
Well, Mark Stoops would fit that.
Yeah, he would fit that.
So would Josh Heupel, I guess.
Yeah, both of them would fit that.
Yeah, they do. I just don't think the fan base would be, I think, underwhelmed with that. I'm not. And again, it's
Josh Heupel.
Yeah, but Lincoln Riley is one of the best coaches in football. It's going to be tough to top that.
Oh, yeah, where are you going?
How do you get the next – I mean, how do you get the guy that caliber?
He was 55-10.
Like, Mark Stoops is a good coach, but he's not the caliber of Lincoln Riley.
No,
Josh Heupel is a fine coach. He's got Oklahoma ties. He's not the caliber
Riley. He might be, but he hasn't shown it.
Right.
He might be. But 55-10, that's what we're talking about. Four straight Big 12 titles, okay? 37-7 in the Big 12.
I mean, what a deal.
Who's doing that?
Think about this from that landscape, because like Notre Dame and Oklahoma are still looking for coaches, and then there's going to be a trickle down after that. Like Minnesota, Penn State, Michigan State, it's a big win for the Big 10. This kind of coaching carousel. They locked up those guys. They would have been elsewhere for sure. I mean, at this point in time,
perhaps
all of those guys would have been asked to take on bigger jobs at this point.
Minnesota got Fleck for $5 million a year.
Yep, for 7 years.
Wow.
Yep, 7 years, $35 million.
That's a bargain. That's a big time bargain. It's a big time bargain.
So I think that'll
be renegotiated quickly.
I think so.
So are we looking at right now, as it stands right now? We don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but are we looking at no coaching changes in the Big Ten this year?
That's what we're looking at. Who is it?
I think that's it.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nope, there's nobody.
Because Loxley's got going to a bowl game. He's safe in Maryland.
Yeah.
Tom Allen, I'm going to guess they give him a chance in Indiana.
Well, he fired his OC yesterday. Yeah, he's safe. Yeah,
look at a no-change offseason in the Big Ten.
Yep.
Hmm. We thought James Franklin.
Mm-hmm. There's obviously going to be some coordinator movement.
Yeah, but head coach is sticking around.
Static.
Yeah, that's good.
It is.
Good for the league.
It's time for the 2-minute drill.
Hot route! Red seven, red seven! Hot route! Down! Set! Hut!
Do you like the fit happer of Brian Kelly at LSU? Does he get them over the hump again?
Yeah, I think Brian Kelly's a good coach. And I don't think it takes too much at LSU, and they won a national championship with Ed Orgeron.
Team in a lifetime. That was awesome.
They were helped by Joe Burrow and Joe Brady.
Yep.
I think so. I think that's good. It's definitely another prestige coach name in the SEC West.
Happer's got a point about LSU. They won a national title with Les Miles too.
Yep.
I mean, now save.
There's a few programs out there. We did this research last offseason. There's a few programs out there who have done it, and the coaches that have won national championships. And, like, it's LSU, it's Miami. I think Clemson had one. You just look at the coaches like, what happened? How did that work? And those are the programs that are really, like, recession-proof, kind of. I mean, even though Miami is in a bit of one.
They're in one.
But Miami's won national championships with – I mean, Miami won a national championship with Larry Coker, who was fine. That's like Bo Pelini winning a national championship, you know? So – I don't know. There's just a couple programs out there that can exist in that world.
Yeah, LSU.
Because of their recruiting.
LSU's been one. I mean, have they had a downturn, a big downturn?
Yeah, what's a bad year for LSU been recently? That's a good question.
Eight. I mean, they don't dip that far.
Yeah, it's hard to, unless you have complete you know, disaster. The coach gets fired midseason, which kind of happened this year. Yeah. I don't know what they go this year. 7-5,
6-6. LSU 6-6. They won in their last game to get to a bowl game.
Yeah, they'll be okay, and that can turn around in a hurry, I think.
Happer and Schaefer's next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See ya.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.